gonna bone?
This ain't
Ghostbusters!
I ain't banging no ghosts.
From the heart of Broadway in this story. Why are you stealing my fucking lines, Hunter?
That sounded familiar.
Fuck! Fuck! Hunter, why? Of all the people, why did you...
6 seconds in, and already welcome to Trainwreck Thursday on the Podzilla 1985 network.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it, Hunter.
Thought we were bros.
So for those of you that are listening that have no idea what I'm talking about, and there are quite a few of you.
He stole your catchphrase again.
On the newest Pro Wrestling Unscripted, yes. He starts off with From the Heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, and then he goes into his own thing of this podcast is scheduled for one fall, which was his thing.
Uh-huh.
I never took his thing. Now he took my thing and made it better. Now I can't do my thing anymore because Hunter Hendricks co-opted.
I mean, you could still do it. I mean, isn't imitation the biggest form of flattery?
It's the sincerest form of flattery.
Okay, whatever.
But not when Hunter Hendricks does it, because then he makes it better.
I was going to say, yeah, you really can't, because then people compare the two, and that's just a bummer.
All right, so let's try this again. We'll try a new intro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Trainwreck Thursday. Well, in case you didn't notice, we don't have Tanner with us tonight, so it's another train wreck. With me are Asa Gray, the lovely Asa Gray from Nerd Up.
I've been on more PWU shows.
That's true. Well, have you? You've been on, like, what, 3 or 4?
At least. Plus reaction shows, I count those.
I like those, too. So we got Asa Gray here with us, and we got Lindsay Wolfgang with us.
Hello.
Although she's messing with her new iPad Mini and drawing.
I'm scribbling. It says scribbles.
Scribbles.
It's so I don't play with your wires.
Write down Dick Chibbles. And she's writing down Dick Chibbles. See what happens when you don't come in, Tanner.
Google him at work, kids.
Yeah, kids, look up Dick Chibbles.
Probably spelled it wrong.
I don't think there's a right way of spelling it.
There is no right or wrong way for Dick Chibbles. He just is. Hey, it's Tanner Thursday. There's no Tanner here tonight. So once again, we're just kind of here.
We're dicking around.
Yeah. No Jesse Kimball either. I don't know where he is.
He hates us.
He does hate us. Why does he hate us so much?
Probably because of the things that we say to him, about him.
Mean like on the wrestling shows that he does not listen to?
Right.
Yeah.
There's some pretty solid Easter eggs in there that he needs to not hear. Love you, Jesse.
Easter eggs are generally when you have to look for something to find it. No, it's right there.
Right out of
the open. It's right in your face.
So it's Easter eggs for 2 years old. 2 year old. 2 year olds. Well, la, la, la. Restart.
No, we're live.
We're live,
I'm,
here, pal.
I'm restarting.
Sid Vicious sitting in with us tonight. Since we don't... she doesn't get that
Hunter,
joke.
I really don't.
Hunter is laughing real hard right now, but no one else is.
Zach wouldn't because he doesn't get wrestling. And he's not going to listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
I was going to say Zach wouldn't get it just because he wouldn't hear it because he doesn't listen to the shows.
Well, without Tanner, we always do the questions on Thursday night. So tonight, fielding those questions, the lovely and, from what I understand, prison-friendly Asa Gray.
I'm so scared.
You scared of the questions?
I'm so scared of the questions.
They're not that bad. They're not that bad. We're going to get this ball rolling with our first question, which, ironically enough, comes from Zach Price.
Okay.
And he wants to know, and I'm guessing at what he's going for here. KFM, I'm assuming that means Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Okay.
Brie Bella, Tamina Snuka, Stephanie McMahon. I know which one would definitely be under the fuck category.
You know what? I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna buck the trend for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck Tamina.
Oh.
I'm gonna marry Stephanie, get that WWE money, and I'm gonna kill Brie Bella.
See, I would go the opposite. Well, similar.
You would just switch the fucking
yes.
kill.
Yes, I would fuck Brie Bella because she is ridiculously attractive.
She's more attractive than Tamina.
I would marry Stephanie McMahon for the exact same reason you would, and I would kill Tamina because she's not white.
Can we not just?
Well, Brie Bella's not white either, is she? I mean, she's Italian or something, isn't she?
are you racist in the 20s now?
Or she's Moroccan or something. I don't know.
Is she Mo rockin'?
she rocked his dick.
Ma wiener.
Thanks for the question, Zach. Like you ever listen. Next question comes from our old friend, Nate Smith.
Does it involve ponies?
No. But I like his question.
He says no. Like,
Nate wants to know, be honest, do you want to punch Shannon right now?
Right now? No.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Do you want to punch Nate right now?
No.
Not right now.
He's not here.
That'd make it difficult. All right. Here's a question you're going to love. You will actually love this question. And I know Hunter's going to listen to this, so make it good. He says, best D&D character class, any edition.
Oh, Hunter, you're going to be so disappointed.
Uh-oh.
I am a completely, like, new Dungeons & Dragons person.
Oh, you're new to it.
Yeah, so I've only played on two campaigns, and both of them were run by people, like, veteran players. Of the two that I've played, I really liked my ranger that was an elf, and I think that was from 3.5, but I really don't know. So, like, on our...
What was your other class? Oh, was it the same character?
No, well, it was a different character. My other one, the second character that I really liked and really got into was an elf ranger. My first character was a mage, and I don't remember the race, but he was, like, the dragonborn.
Oh.
I think that's what it was called.
The dragonborn?
Yeah.
Well, so, Hunter will correct it if it's wrong.
And that's fine, because, like I said, when we start our new podcast, Rolling for Friendship, he's going to have to be my
Sherpa.
He's going to have to be my D&D Sherpa.
I really want you to do that. And at some point, I think we should actually do, like, a live campaign or something.
I think that'd be great.
That would be great. We could do it for the charity that we're doing for the...
Hunter's...
Not just Hunter.
Well,
all of us.
I know he's got the one that he's...
That's true, and we can put it on his.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, since you don't know much about that, you've been starting to play WoW. Have you played much? What's your favorite class on WoW? Have you played many MMOs?
No.
Okay, because I was going to ask, what's your favorite class? What's your favorite class from any game, any RPG, any class, any RPG?
I don't know.
I've got an answer.
Because there's a lot.
There is.
The one that really jumps to my mind was from, I really loved the way that I can't even think of the name of it, but from Borderlands 2, the Axion is his name, but I don't remember the class name.
Oh, I'm trying to...
Where he has the turret, the one with the turret.
That's not the Gunzerker.
The Gunzerker is the one with the giant, he can dual wield.
Is it just the soldier?
Soldier, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even in the first Borderlands where you could throw the set, when you were Roland, which is where
the character
that
from?
Where the character name that I want to do for my next D&D is Sir Roland the Worthy. It's because of Borderlands Roland. But he could throw out a second turret, and just there was all sorts of different. The way that they handled that particular skill tree, I really enjoyed.
I like that. That's good. Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite class? Any game? Any RPG?
Pokemon Trainer. I don't know.
Accept it.
Being technically right is the best kind of right.
WoW, I still really like my mages, but I'm growing more on my hunters. And as you've seen, I've been playing my paladin more, actually, on WoW.
Which I didn't expect, because I didn't expect Lindsay to be any kind of a melee character. But yeah, she's doing that. My favorite is from a game that's now canceled. It was called Warhammer Age of Reckoning.
I know where you're going.
Okay, smart ass.
You're a witch hunter.
Yeah, she's right. Witch hunter. I mean, it was basically, it is what it says it is. It's a witch hunter. He carried around a rapier in one hand and one of the old flintlock pistols in the other. He looked like a, I don't want to say pilgrim.
It's like a cowboy with a pilgrim hat.
I'm picturing the cover of Bloodborne.
There's a term for it. Yeah, kind of like Bloodborne, but there's a term for that. I can't think of it. Very much like Solomon Kane. Have you ever read Solomon Kane or seen the movie?
No, sir.
Great movie, great book. Same guy that did Conan. He did Solomon Kane. And I can't remember the name of it. If you know the name of it that I'm talking about, that type of outfit that, not pilgrim, but.
With the buckle on his hat.
Yeah, I think it starts with an M, but I can't think of it. Let me know if you know. Good question, Hunter. Good question. The next one, John Massey, our old friend Big Johnny, who, by the way, once again, Johnny, thank you so much for saving last Friday's show where we talked about Hulk Hogan. You really came through and knocked it out of the park at the end and saved a man's life.
And that was a great point. Like, just like there was emotion. It was very well said.
Yes.
Like props to Big Johnny. Cause that was actually a really great, that was just like on its own, like other than the other stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
That was just, I think, a great way to end that podcast.
It was. Normally, you know, I talk to John all the time. He's a good friend of mine. I consider him a brother, and we have funny conversations, but I've never heard him speak so eloquently, you might not eloquently, but well thought out and not just shooting the shit, but he came out with a legitimate, fantastic reaction. And, you know, so thank you, Johnny.
And especially if people don't know him and they only have heard him on, like,
our
show.
Where it's the N-word and spoiling Batman Arkham Knight.
Like, that was, I think, a lot of people, that could have surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
If they, like I said, if they haven't actually met him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I was trying to make. Yeah, is that, you know, I hang out with John all the time. I know how he is. But for people that don't know him, that just know him from the show, that probably opened up their eyes a little bit and meant, wow, that guy smart move right there.
I'm glad he did. Otherwise, that could have ended very, very badly.
Yeah. Less said the better, honestly. But John's question is, if Big Johnny was on the show tonight, would it have been Trainwreck Thursday Part 2? Coincidentally.
It already is.
It already is. Even without your Big Johnny. Next question comes from our old friend Chelsea, who was also a part of Trainwreck Thursday last week, where she brought her kid. For some fucking reason. Well, I know why. Just don't like it.
Probably a pretty obvious reason.
She said, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Give a defined answer.
I actually know the answer to this.
Oh, okay.
The egg came first from a bird that wasn't a chicken.
Whoa.
So the chicken...
Are you saying evolution?
I'm saying evolution. I am not a Marichu.
I still need a Marichu's team.
It's America. What the fuck do you... I mean...
USA.
Yeah.
USA. It's Kurt Angle. It's Jack Swagger. It's Zeb Coulter.
Holt. Well, fuck.
Not anymore.
God damn it. Mr. America.
Mr. America.
No one knows who he is.
Exactly. Whoever that is.
All right. Michael Kern wants to know... And you actually talked about this earlier, so this will give you a chance to talk about this. He just says, Cecil the Lion, question mark. And you and I talked about this before the show, where we both came to the agreement that this is an important thing, but there are also
way
more important things out there.
Things.
Yeah.
Like people, it just kind of bothers me that everyone gets up in arms about an animal that, well, yes, no. That's not a hunt, that isn't hunting,
yeah,
that is literally baiting an animal. Blinding it in the spotlight.
And killing it.
And then just executing
it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not paying to hunt it. You're paying just to kill something.
Right.
And that's awful. Shouldn't be allowed. And it's a shame that it happened. But at the same time, how many people in that country were murdered that day?
Yeah.
And
or worldwide.
And everyone's so wrapped up in finding this dentist in from Minnesota.
Which, I mean, I said I absolutely agree. It's a terrible thing what happened. The guy's a piece of shit. There was a great picture Arnold Schwarzenegger posted of all people, and it was a picture of him holding trophies for like Mr. Universe and stuff, mm-hmm. and said, these are trophies. And then a picture of the lion, this is not.
Yeah.
This is not a trophy. Yeah, the dude's a piece of garbage. I'm an animal guy. I don't hunt animals. I don't even kill insects when they bother me. I carefully place them outside so they can live their life in peace. So for him to go out and kill this thing, and the way he did it too, like you said, baiting him out, executing him, that's not brave. That's not honorable.
No.
It's a chicken shit thing to do. But at the same time, as upset as I am over it, because I am, I think it's horrible, and I hope bad things on the man, there are a ton of things. Just go to LiveLeak for 5 minutes and see what happens on the rest of the world. You know?
If you have a weak stomach,
don't go to LiveLeak. Okay. LiveLeak is scary.
Disclaimer, do not go to LiveLeak.
YouTube is safe. I like
for
YouTube.
The most part, not those porn parodies. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay, you're in for a treat.
What
wait
did
you hear the ghost? Oh, wait, you hear the intro song.
What did you find now? What did you do while I was at work for 12 hours?
You'll find out.
You'll see.
You'll find out. So yeah, to answer your question, piece of garbage, terrible thing to happen, but people don't track.
Yeah, there's more important things that that outrage can be directed towards.
And we're not saying don't be outraged. Absolutely be outraged. But there should be a limit to how far this outrage goes. There's only so much you can do. You can't change what happened for that lion. The lion's dead, unfortunately. Unfortunately. But there are things you can do to help other people who are suffering right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that's my message, and I hope you agree with that.
And if not, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, everyone has a right to their own opinion, but if you disagree with this, you should be punched. Yeah, that one? Okay. And last question, Jack McNeil.
Really?
See, even Lindsay's surprised.
I feel special.
I know. Jack McNeil's never graced us with a question before on Tanner Thursday. He wants to know, I'm going to say it exactly like he says it. Hi, why is C-Lab 2020 not Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
You know what? That's a great question.
Not 2021?
Oh, it is 2021, isn't it? Oh, Bob, you fucked up.
It doesn't matter because it's an inferior program.
Yes.
It had its moments, though.
I liked C-Lab 2021.
I hate the groovies.
I liked it when they did it on Archer.
Did what?
C-Lab.
Did they
do C-Lab on Archer?
I mean, not really. They had this madman who wore the same uniform and he had an underwater like research facility, and he was threatening to launch missiles from it.
But did you ever watch C-Lab 2021?
I watched a little bit of it. I watched all of
it. Oh, yeah. First off, yeah, Aqua Teen is a better show. Absolutely.
Just Meatwad show. Meatwad is the best show of all time.
That's pretty good.
I
was going to try to do a shake. I can't do shake. I might be able to do Frylock because I sound black. Meatwad. That's not too bad. But the C-Lab song, the intro song.
I love their theme
so
song.
So good, by Calamine.
If you're looking for me, you better check under the sea.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Because we are the Aqua Teens.
Schoolie D? There was a great...
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy.
There's a great DVD extra where they go behind the scenes of Aqua Teen and show how it was made. And they talk about how Schoolie D wrote it, and then they hired two random white guys to help blacken it up.
In high school, my voicemail was a DVD extra from Aqua Teen.
Was it the Carl? Yes.
He ain't coming to the phone. He hates you. Just shut up. I don't remember what it was.
We should bring those back.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are great. I love Aqua
Teen.
Those
are like those gimmicky CDs that you could buy that were answering machine messages.
Yeah. Now, I want to point out that question. Very funny moment. It was actually on C-Lab. It was a episode after, I forget the main character's name, the main guy in charge. He passed away. And they changed the show after that, and his son actually came in and became the main character. Literally, his son went on to the show.
Oh, wow.
And the guy that was there originally, it's been so long since I've seen C-Lab, I can't remember the name, but it was the captain. Mm-hmm. And he was the best part of that show. He made the show. So when he died, the show
wasn't
the
Murphy,
same.
Was it?
Captain Murphy, I think maybe. I'm going to look it up real quick while I'm talking. But they had an episode after he had passed away where they did like a fan panel thing. And one guy got up and said, excuse me, why isn't C-Lab Aqua Teen Hunger Force? Oh, so that was really good. I'm looking the guy up right now because he absolutely deserves to be named. The character's name was... Yeah, Captain Hazel Hank Murphy. And it was Harry Goss was the actor's name. I'm pretty sure. Was that Captain... Yeah, was it Hazel Hank Murphy? Was that his son? Keep talking amongst yourselves for a few seconds here.
All I know is that Meanwhile don't really give a shit about Aqua Teen.
Well,
fuck,
C-Lab. Well, yeah, I messed it up. Yeah,
well, Meanwhile would get confused.
That's because Shank just put me in the dryer for 6 hours.
Because, his son was named Tornado Shanks. Yeah. He talked with this really southern accent.
Now I have to get WWE 2K16 just so I can name my character.
I'm going to be honest, the only other characters I remember from that show is they had Black Debbie and White Debbie.
And, well, Eric Estrada was on the show. How can we forget Eric Estrada?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
That was great.
He was,
What was his name? Marco Rodrigo Diaz de Vivar Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And then later he had a son named Sharko. It was a good show. It was a funny show. If nothing else, go watch the Bizarro episode.
Yes.
Where they
Bizarro, I'm helping.
You are so loud.
I'm sorry.
You are so freaking loud. And yet if I turn your mic down, you're so freaking low. I don't understand.
I'm a freak of nature.
I'm turning
her down.
Folks, I'm turning her down. I apologize for your earlobes.
Turn down for what?
I like cartoons.
Because she's too loud. Oh, it's... Nah, you motherfucker.
It's a hip-hop reference.
So, hey, thanks for the question, guys. Next week, we'll have Tanner back for the Pokemon episode. He's assured me. So, we'll have more Tanner questions.
So, we are
going
to do more Pokemon next week?
Next week. And okay. I've already got... Oh, my God.
I'll bring my A-game.
You have no...
Or did they ask us questions for it already?
You have... No, not yet. Now I think you're too low. God damn it, Lindsay. Why can't you be normal?
I keep moving. I'm sorry. I'm pulling a Zach.
God damn. What the fuck was I going to say now? Oh, the people that have lined up for the next episode. I have so many people that are like, can I be on the Pokemon episode? Can I be on the Pokemon episode? I've got 7 or 8 people deep that are like, put me on, coach. Put me in, coach. So I'm going to have to...
And that's when you just like slap them down and be like, this is my show. Shut the fuck up.
Well, Zach,
you are the fan. I am the host.
Zach Kurgis wants to be on. He wants to talk about it. And I've always wanted to get Zach on the show.
And I think he would actually know what he's talking about.
He would know what he's talking about, assuming he can,
Gotta readjust now.
No, I was trying to find a nice way to say, his extracurricular activities. As long as he's focused, we'll say that. I don't know if Zach's smiling or angry right now.
Both.
Hi, yeah. Zach.
Shout out to Zach. Saw him earlier today.
Super loud. It's like, hey, Lindsay, you're loud. Oh, okay. Let me get right close to the mic when I talk. Yeah. Put your lips around it. There you go.
Right.
Train wreck. Choo-choo. It's the freight train.
So did you hear they're canceling Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yeah.
Finally.
I didn't know it was still on.
I didn't know it was still on either. That's the first thing I said.
Well, that's because they made it like every season they started changing the name.
Yeah.
And no, I just didn't even know, like, I didn't know Adult Swim was still, because I haven't had cable in.
Well, Adult Swim kind of turned into Toonami, like a weird hybrid. Yeah,
it's just anime and terrible shows.
It was all anime and Family Guy and American Dad. Christ.
Well, let me go out on a limit here and say I hate Family Guy now, what it's become. I used to love Family Guy.
I still say American Dad is the best thing that Seth MacFarlane has ever done.
I think Family Guy first two seasons were better. But I think American Dad, in the long run, is a far better show.
Way better.
Yeah. Of course, I'm a Simpsons fan. And you'd be amazed how many people, when they bring up Family Guy, and go, hey, do you like Family Guy? And I go, no, I don't like it. I'm a Simpsons guy. They'll go, oh, that's the worst show ever. Like, you're out of your fucking face, is what you are. I don't care if you like Family Guy or not.
Simpsons is
superior to Family Guy in every way. Every way.
Yeah. I remember when it first came out, my parents didn't want me watching it, but I watched it anyway.
I got my friend Ryan in trouble because we were watching it in his room one of the first times that I went and hung out at his house in like third grade because he wasn't allowed to watch it. And I didn't know that because my parents let me watch it.
Isn't that crazy that The Simpsons were so taboo back then? And when you go back and watch those episodes now, they're so tame.
That was like the first cartoon that wasn't aimed at kids, wasn't
yeah.
it?
It was really the first. Because it was before the big anime boom.
Before MTV cartoons got big and stuff that way.
Yeah, so The Simpsons were the first, but they even weren't that bad. Like,
they really weren't.
Yeah, they drank and they cussed occasionally.
It's because America's going down the toilet.
Ever since they let the women vote and the blacks vote. And the rap music. We need more positive black role models.
It's that dang Notorious Big.
Like Bill Cosby.
I saw something this morning that apparently when he won, like, the Good Guy of the Year award, he jokingly said, oh, they should name it the Good Guy as far as we know award.
Oh, God.
But it was, like, right smack dab in the middle of when he would be drugging and raping all those women.
You remember the joke we heard earlier on the WWE.com show, Are You Serious? The web show?
Yeah.
So we're watching me and Asa.
And to back up a little bit, this was posted in 2012.
Yes.
So it was recorded 3 years ago.
Yeah. And if you don't know what it is, it was a web show on YouTube from WWE.com where Road Dogg and I think Josh Matthews, they would watch terrible clips of old WWE stuff and make fun of it. And on this particular one, it was the Hulk Hogan training video with
Hillbilly Jim.
And I'm trying to remember exactly what did Road Dogg
say? He said, this is the worst video Hulk Hogan has ever been in that wasn't shot in night vision.
Wow.
Now, I don't remember when the sex tape was not necessarily leaked, but like...
When it was known about. I think it was around 2013, 2014. It's been about a year, 2 years. But even so... There's no way in hell Road Dogg would have made a joke about Hogan's sex tape on a WWE thing.
Well, and it's not nearly as bad, but Joey Styles, when he sees Mike Awesome in the One Night Stand, and he says, you should just kill yourself.
Yeah.
And then he actually committed suicide, like,
they didn't
ring
him
later.
Up on charges, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Awesome was pretty awesome, too.
I mean, he had to be.
With a name like that?
You can't just not be awesome and have your name be awesome.
Yeah.
So talking about, like, Aqua Teen's ending and what Adult Swim kind of turned into Half Toonami. When I was growing up, there was Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. And then at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like, so I'd been out of school.
Toonami.
It switched over to Toonami, which is, like, for the big kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's where I got to watch Gundam Wing.
Yes.
And Dragon Ball and all of that.
Yes.
And then at, like, 9 o'clock is when it switched over to Adult Swim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they just kind of got rid of Toonami, and then it became just Cartoon Network and then Adult Swim.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so now they've brought back Toonami.
It became a late night thing, like on.
It's like an anime.
I forget which day it was, thing. But I when we still had cable, I remember it like it was after they did their whole like they would have like their block of like Family Guy and whatnot, and then it would kick into like anime at like
I
10 or 11. Or
I do remember
like
them
that.
Doing that. I just don't remember them because that was when they aired like the more like that's where I saw Cowboy Bebop, and like
amazing.
Big O, and
yeah,
stuff
I
like
still
that.
Remember the first when they first opened Adult Swim. Because Cowboy Bebop was the main reason I watched it.
Yep.
And also they had, like, Gundam. You could watch Mobile Suit Gundam Wing in the afternoon, but it was edited. Same with Outlaw Star.
Yep.
But if you watched it on Adult Swim, it was unedited.
Oh, I didn't remember that. I don't
remember
that.
And I still...
Which, on Gundam Wing, it was funny because it was you got blood back in and the occasional curse word.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, it was stupid stuff, too. Like, they couldn't call Duo the God of Death. they called him the Great Destroyer or something like that.
Yeah.
Eater of Worlds.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. And then with Outlaw Star, basically, Melfina lost her clothes.
And I still remember an episode of Outlaw Star that I watched in the afternoon where Gene Starwin was his name, wasn't it? And he grabs this table, he flips it up, and he goes, he says, either you son of a bitch or you bastard. And this was on in the afternoon. And I remember going, he can't say that.
It had to have been Bastard.
The sun's out.
This is Adult Swim.
They let Bastard slip through.
But I was so much happier when they switched Adult Swim over to stuff like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Harvey Birdman, C-Lab 2021.
When Adult Swim first started, because I remember watching in college.
But not the Brack Show.
Before they threw anime on, though, it was Aqua Teen.
Oh, Space Ghost, Coast Coast, too.
Space Ghost, home movies. I think they had Baby Blues on there. It was based on a comic strip.
I remember
strip.
Mission Hill. You remember Mission Hill?
I hated Mission Hill.
I do know Baby Hill. Blues because I actually really enjoyed that comic strip.
The only reason I remember it is the theme song, Bare Naked Ladies song.
And I loved
songs.
Home movies.
I loved Home Movies.
Oh, Home Movies is so good.
So good.
I feel like I would like it more now, but I remember disliking it when
home
I was
movies?
A teenager. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you go back and watch it, you'll pick up on a lot of the humor. Because there's a lot of stuff that you don't get when you're
because you're an
younger.
Old man. You were like...
I'm 48.
Yeah, no, you're
like,
not.
You were like 35.
Quit lying.
I was in high school, but you were like 35. So.
Quit lying.
Back then?
Yeah.
Shit.
Quit
hey,
lying.
Guys. My birthday is on Monday, this Monday, so...
Happy birthday. Oh, we can't sing that song. We will get sued.
Accepted.
Do you remember 12-Ounce Mouse?
Fucking Christ. Did you ever watch 12-Ounce Mouse?
No.
It literally looked like it was drawn on a napkin. Like,
and like they took anything that was well detailed looked like they obviously took it out of a science book.
Yeah,
like,
they
like
just
a
took
high school science book.
And it made no sense. It was a test of will, honestly. There was one episode where what was the name
Skillet
was a secondary character and he does a drum solo and the drum solo went on for 10 minutes
and it's a 15-minute cartoon.
Oh my God. I loved that show though.
And
it was
his boss
so...
was a shark and it was just weird.
It was baffling. That was the kind of shit I loved Adult Swim for. Same thing with like Tim and Eric. I know everyone hates Tim and Eric.
It's like you don't understand it, but you keep coming back because you hope that it will make sense.
I love Tim and Eric. Tom Goes to the Mayor, Tim and Eric, great, awesome show, great job. I love those guys. I know a lot of people do not. There was that time we came in here and I showed everybody the Tim and Eric pizza rolls commercial. And everybody's like,
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. But then fucking Louie comes in with Too Many Cooks and everybody's fucking jerking off in the corner to it. And I'm just going, Tim and Eric was better.
See, but I think the Too Many Cooks thing is, I think that was more popular because that's all it was. And it also aired with no warning at all. It was like an infomercial in the middle
funny.
And like 3:30 in the morning.
You know what?
Tim and Eric was a weekly, like 30-minute long dedicated to that.
To weirdness, but he had so many great. They had so many great people.
Had
on
John
there.
C. Riley on
had
there.
John C. Riley had Jeff Goldblum.
What's that? Movie?
I forgot Jeff Goldblum
what's,
was.
What's
on
What's the
there.
Movie that just came out that was like it had like 42 huge name celebrities, but it was the absolute worst movie ever made.
Was it Movie 43?
Movie 43, yeah. That had a bunch of cool people in it, so it was good, right?
No.
Someone sold their soul to get that one made. I think Tim and Eric is a very acquired taste. Some people will like it. Most people don't. It's just, I don't know. I like that kind of
humor. It always reminded me of the people who tried way too hard in high school to be weird and different.
We know those people.
Yeah, I don't like
Nate?
Those people.
No, not Nate.
It's like, oh, sport ball, that's dumb. Like, okay,
just make fun
just
of Ethan.
We get that.
Ethan's used that term, sport ball.
Well, then...
Fuck you, Ethan.
You
weird motherfucker.
Not fuck you, Ethan, but it's a thing people enjoy. It's.
You know what else Tim and Eric did?
Sportball?
No, you remember the right guard commercials with Terry Crews?
Yeah.
They did those. And those are some of the greatest commercials of all time. You know, Terry Crews where he's like
this
in the
me,
gym.
This is me
and,
on a horse.
No, that's the same company, but it's a different
Oh, you
commercial.
Mean
Old
the...
Spice?
Old Spice. With Terry Crews. You know Terry Crews.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I love Terry Crews.
And you've seen those commercials where he's in the, like, he's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only good thing I thought from those was the one where it ended and then it went into the Tide commercial.
And then Terry
and
Crews
then he just burst
through
the Tide commercial. Like, I'm not done talking about Old Spice. That was actually kind of funny.
Those commercials were brilliant. Brilliant.
Terry Crews was great in them.
Terry Crews is great in anything.
Everything.
We just watched Expendables 3 the other day. Do you like the Expendables?
I saw the first one.
See, I think the first one's the worst one by far. The second one was pretty good. The third one was pretty good. Really good. But Terry Crews, all right, spoiler alert. If you have not seen Expendables 3, fast forward about 30 seconds. I'm giving you this warning now. I don't want a big Johnny. Ready, set, go. For those of you that are still here, he gets shot in the first 20, 30 minutes of the movie, and he's not in the entire movie. He doesn't die, but he's not in
he's
it.
He's just not in it at
yeah.
all.
So the entire time we're watching it, it's like, okay, Schwarzenegger is there. That's cool. Mel Gibson, that's cool. But could really use some Terry Crews.
Everything could use some Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is amazing. He's the reason I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I was going to say Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. He's great in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He's the reason I watched some episodes of Everybody Hates Chris. He was the only good part about White Chicks. He was the best part about Friday After Next. Terry Crews is just fantastic. I actually talked to him once online. I was trying to get him to do an interview with Blogzilla in 1985. And we kind of shot a couple messages back to each other. And it never happened. I sent him the questions. He never answered them. But I forgive you, Terry Crews, because I love you that much.
He at least talked to you.
He at least talked to me. That's pretty cool.
But was he saying, like, how did you get this number? Please leave me alone.
Yeah. Please get out of my car. Please don't make me remove you. Have you seen my muscles? And I said, yes, sir. And I left. You know who used to be in the Old Spice commercials before Terry Crews?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The Hungry Like
That's
the
been
Wolf?
A while.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Terry Crews. Right. Also, I'm actually glad Aqua Teen's ending. Because that show was hilarious 5 years ago. I haven't seen it lately, but yeah, if it's anything like The Simpsons.
It's been so
I
can't long say. Since we watched it, yeah. like season 6 or 7.
It started to get mean, like just mean-spirited and not as funny. It's kind of like you were talking about Tim and Eric. It got really weird for the sake of being weird, but not really funny anymore.
And that's the thing. Is like I don't mind weird for the sake of being weird because I love Aqua Teen. I liked Invader Zim. Like,
I love
Invader Zim. Like, a lot of those things are fine. This was just like beating you over the head with it. Like, do you get it? We're goofy and crazy.
Who named us click, click, click?
There's going to be spaghetti in the toilet. What? Like,
spaghetti in the toilet?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's something they probably did.
You make this house bleed.
They had a great episode with Alan Thicke where there was some product where, I don't remember what it was. I just remember one quote. He bites into this apple and he goes, my bowels. And I remember laughing about that so much. Oh, hey, I'm on 411mania.com right now. This isn't Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but I do want to mention The Rock came out today and said, I was pretty disappointed with what I had heard, like all of us, by the way. I've known Terry for a lot of years. My dad helped train him in Florida in the 70s when he was breaking into the business. My uncles helped train him too as well. I have not known the man to be racist. It's funny. It's one of those things where, and not justifying what he said, we've all talked trash, especially in private. He said what he said, and he's paying the price. I have yet to see anyone come out and condemn Hulk Hogan. Other than the people who hate Hulk Hogan or the media that's trying to exploit it.
New Jack wasn't real happy with him.
I did not read that, and I would love to.
It's literally just him with a picture of Brooke.
Oh, God damn.
Like, where, which I'm going to go ahead and assume that he was the one that asked for the picture with her. But I don't remember exactly what he said, just something
it's
rude
New
and
Jack,
terrible.
So yeah, I'm sure it's
New Jack,
bad.
Which
yeah.
that's just the, that's, New Jack is also one of the worst people. He's too busy beating teenagers into a near death.
Oh, you're talking about the mass transit?
There's like four of them. There's like four things where he's just gotten mad in the middle of the ring and tried to murder someone.
Well, that you heard of the mass transit
yeah,
story.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid has died now. He passed away a couple years ago from,
oh, did you really?
From heart complications. Well, he was a big guy. And New Jack, at the time, said, you know, fuck that kid, whatever, I hope he dies. And then he backtracked immediately once he got sued and was like, I wish him well.
I got nothing against
him. I got nothing against him. It was just a huge error, huge mistake.
Case of foot and mouth syndrome.
Case I don't want to get my ass sued syndrome. If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I think I might have another question on here.
Oh, dang.
They're a little late.
It's fine. We're still taking calls.
Hey, we're still taking. Well,
remember,
really
if you call in tonight, we're talking about pets.
You're
calling in this week.
be the fifth caller to get a free T-shirt.
She is
it says
quoting
Dave Taylor.
I'm horribly misquoting a
oh,
skit.
Oh, goddamn. Save indie wrestling. Have you ever watched Mr. Show with Bob and David?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's quoting. Yeah, we watched an episode on 4th of July, I think.
Cause, yeah, because I haven't seen a whole lot of it, but pretty much everything that I've seen is because you had it on.
I love it. It's in.
I love both of the, I love both those guys, too. I
oh,
don't
Bob
I
Odenkirk
don't know
and
why
Ross.
I haven't seen it. It's on. It should be on HBO, isn't it?
No,
HBO
I
Go?
I don't think it's. Well, I don't know if it's on HBO Go. I have the box set if you ever want to borrow it, and you can find most of it on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
They actually have a new show coming out on Netflix called With Bob and David. It's a sketch comedy show, so yeah. They're kind of reviving
it. I thought it was going to be more of a movie. Like, it was going to be kind of like a one
well, it's
episode special type deal.
From what I understand, it's like six episodes. Shit, I just hit that. It's like six episodes, but it actually has a plot. It's not like Mr. Show with Bob and David
where it's just sketch leading into sketch, yeah. But that was they were all self-contained episodes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This one is they're apparently like they're out of the military and they got discharged and they're being forced to do it or something. It sounds weird, but I don't care. I just want to see Bob and David again.
Yeah.
Even though they look old.
They well, really it's been a while since Mr. Show.
It's been, yeah. And David Cross just looks weird. David Cross is one of those guys I've always liked and I don't like at the same time.
I get that.
He's kind of a dick, but he's a funny dick.
That's kind of like how I am with Penn Jillette.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love Penn Jillette. I think he's hilarious. I think he's one of the smartest people around.
Oh, absolutely.
But, God, he's an asshole.
Total asshole.
But he's an asshole about all the things that I agree with, seemingly.
And I think that's... And I was totally, like... I was very much on Penn's side. You remember the show Bullshit?
Yes.
Which was a great show, yeah. Bullshit. But then they did one on, like, UFOs, and I was like, ugh, but I believe in that. Yeah. So I got a little heartbroken.
Well, and it was... And he was not... He never claimed to be fair and balanced.
Yeah. He's not Fox News.
Because that UFO show that he did, he straight up just found the craziest, most ridiculous-looking people.
Yeah. Well, like Bill Maher did with Religulous.
Yeah. What he did, too, with just about every other thing. Like his that episode on vaccinations.
Yeah.
Those were some winners.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard to find them. That's for sure. But I can't help but like Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah. That show that they have fooled us.
Yeah.
Anytime a YouTube recommended video pops up, I have to watch it.
Well, did I show you the video of Shen Lim?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't remember. You know I have a bad memory.
I showed you that. I didn't show you that.
You motherfucker.
We were talking about it, and then people were over, and we were like, oh, you got to watch this.
Yeah. And it was incredible. Mm-hmm. Magic has always fascinated me. I've always wanted to learn magic.
Sleight of hand, man.
People like that make me believe that magic may actually exist. Because it's impossible!
That's like a Chuck Klosterman question. I can't remember the actual question of it, but it's basically you can do these three magic tricks, and it's pull a rabbit out of a hat, you can do a real basic card trick, and then you can make a ball disappear. Except, it's actual magic. You can't do any other tricks, like you don't have any other sleight of hand, but would you be able to do those three tricks, or do something else instead? He has a great book, Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. That I recommend. It's a collection of essays that he's written, and he's super funny. And
I've had two of those.
You should try Cocoa Puffs. They're pretty good.
You guys want to play Never Have I Ever?
No. Oh, I've seen some shit, man.
We watched that movie Unfriended last night, mm-hmm. And it was actually a really good movie, by the way. I got an advanced copy.
Bret Hart gives it a 4 out of 10.
I read that. We got an advanced copy for being celebrities.
Why'd you just wink loudly into the microphone?
I didn't wink at you. Fuck off.
Why are you writing out stolen? What's happening, Shannon?
There's a great part in there where they play Never Have I Ever on webcam. The whole movie takes place on webcam over the span of an hour and 30 minutes.
And you said it's real time,
I'm glad
too.
I didn't
and
watch this with you.
No, you would have liked it. It was really good. It was part ghost story, part drama, and I thought it was fantastic. But they played Never Have I Ever, and it was the best part of the movie and really fucked up. Go watch it. It looks really good. Tonight I'm watching Clown. By Eli Roth.
I am not watching that
the
with you.
The fuck you're not watching
no,
that?
No, I will be in the bedroom reading manga.
I'll watch it in the bedroom.
I will be in the living room watching manga.
I'll watch it in both rooms.
She'll be in the bathroom.
I will be
She'll
in the bathroom, bathroom. Bathroom.
She will drop
manga.
Herself a nice bath.
She'll be in Bob's room with the roaches and the spiders.
Yes.
No.
If I have to take that over that movie, I saw the previews.
Okay.
I'm not watching it.
All right,
it.
Well, I've got another movie for you then. You can pick. You want to watch Star Wars, Spider-Man, Avengers, or Ghostbusters? Porn parody.
Oh, these are all porn parodies?
There's a porn parody of everything.
I don't want to watch any of them because they're going to be terrible.
Song. Yeah, the opening song.
Lots of slime.
Don't ruin it for people. Oh, they've already heard
they've
it.
They've already heard the song.
I forgot how this works.
Well,
lots of slime
I haven't.
Lots of slime and lots of cum.
Ugh, it's so...
So Asa and I, and who else was here with us? It was me, you,
Steven, Nate, Louie.
We
so
watched...
the whole gang.
Yeah, we watched like 30 porn parody trailers. And like you said, when you take the porn out of the parody
because
trailers...
Because it's not that we were watching the trailers like you can see on, you know, that give away a lot of
the sex.
Plot, mm-hmm. In quotes.
Why would you air quote that?
no, they were on YouTube. Because you can go on YouTube and look up just anything. Pick anything
look
that you
up,
want.
Just look up the name Axel Braun and watch all
and then,
of his videos.
And then watch the porn
is this where you
parody
got Dick
trailer.
Chibbles?
Yes, that's where you got Dick Chibbles.
Dick Chibbles is an actual porn
It was in like three of them.
It was the same like 12 people.
It really
all
was.
Of them.
Evan Stone.
Well, that's because they film like 8 of them in a day.
Yeah, this is they go from... fuck Hollywood. Only in porn can you go from being like Luke Skywalker to Superman to Peter Venkman in the same day.
I was actually thinking about that. You know, maybe we aren't giving these porn actors enough credit because they are taking on the roles of these iconic characters and maybe doing a good job. Yeah. I don't know. I can honestly say I haven't seen any of these. That fucking Batman one with Cesar Romero's lookalike.
Oh my god. Wasn't that creepy?
It looked so much like him. It's unsettling.
Not only that, the whole Batman porn parody thing, it's a parody of the 60s version of Batman.
Right. And it's that particular one. I'm sure there are more.
And it looked great. Like, wow. It looked like Dark it Knight really rises. Was from there. What?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, his penis rises. Yeah. Man of Steel.
Oh. Why are we doing this? We need to be working with them.
Doing well, I'm
of certainly millions of dollars.
I'll write it. You like acted it. You were the one that people want to see naked.
I don't agree with that. I got a Tinder match list that proves that no one wants to see me naked.
I would get Steven to do it, but I'm pretty sure he would only do one specific genre, if you know what I mean.
I don't. I really don't. I know it's insulting, but there's so many insulting ways you could put that. I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Whichever one's funniest to you, go with it.
There
you know?
You go. Just embrace it in your hearts.
What was your favorite porn parody we watched today?
I don't know, honestly. Like, there were so many, really. The Smurfs one, only because it was based on the movie and not the actual TV show.
And the final part with Papa Smurf, who's this older guy who's just fucking
jacked.
Ripped. Yeah.
He looks like Hulk Hogan.
But blue instead of orange. And, yeah.
That one.
He looks at the girl Smurf and he goes, come to Papa.
He does. That's an actual line in it. I wonder if they make a Blue Balls joke.
Well, remember the trailer itself said from the company that made blue movies popular or whatever.
Yeah,
what the fuck does that mean?
I think it means like blue, like, you know, blue humor.
Oh, I thought
so.
Meant
it's inappropriate,
blue balls, like
possibly that, know. But it's like that took blue movies to new heights. That one, and also the Simpsons one, because
the Homer voice
was so spot on. Yeah. It was unsettling.
Yeah, and the Flintstones one, just because. Like, you had all these hot women and stuff. Like, even, what was the little girl on the show?
Pebbles.
Yeah,
Pebbles.
They had a Pebbles.
So they had,
that was, I don't
they had
know
Pebbles
that.
Looking hot as shit, and that's disturbing.
I mean, they had later episodes where Pebbles and Bam Bam were teenagers in the actual cartoon.
Well, that's still illegal.
Yes,
maybe
but,
not in the Stone
but,
Age.
But, well, people probably only lived to be about 25, if that.
But I love that parody just because they still had Fred Flintstone be this big fat guy.
Fred Flintstone looked like it was played by the, he looked like he was played by the actress who plays Boo in Orange is the New Black.
I was going to say, Lou said he actually just looked like John Goodman.
Yeah.
And you know that guy's got a sex scene somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Can't wait. It's like when we were watching the Batman parody trailer. It's like with Alfred. I'm like, I don't want to see his scene.
I actually watched a porn parody, like legitimately watched one a couple weeks ago because we joked about it on the show. It was the My Little Pony
oh,
fucking
God.
Is magic.
I walked away.
I watched it.
Why?
Because.
Was it furry porn? Or
no,
no
they were,
it
they
was
were all...
it was bad pony cosplay.
Yeah, they were just dressed up
like it was the humanoid. If you
went to a convention,
it's where
and
they
you
put
saw...
in the ears and the tails, and other than that, they're just wearing clothing that looks
yeah, like Rainbow
like
Dash basically
wear.
Had just like booty shorts,
basically
on
Equestria
and...
girls.
I am uncomfort. Yeah.
Well, some of the girls were fairly hot, I'll say, but it was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Their acting was atrocious.
I'm no longer turned on by ponies.
No longer. All right. Welcome to Trainwreck
Rex,
Thursday. Rex,
that is a fierce jaguar. Dennis, your mule is shit. I'm no longer turned on by mules.
You gave me mule. What do you expect, Frank?
There's no jaguars on a farm.
What's up, Rex?
What's up? Let's switch topics.
All right.
Let's switch topics.
Are you getting a little worked up there?
I'm all boned up over here. Like we're reading
fully torqued.
Who is your favorite It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia guest character? Like, not one of the main guys, but, like, somebody that... give me top three, because it's really hard to choose.
The lawyer?
Yes.
Springs to mind immediately.
One of my favorites, yeah.
You gotta go Rickety Cricket.
And it can be one-off appearances, too. Like, just one episode type
things.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be recurring.
I really want to say Rex, just because when I was living in Virginia, one of my best friend out there that I had met... he basically looked identical to Rex.
That lucky motherfucker. Because
yeah.
that was a quality
was,
life.
He was I hated him because he was so fucking handsome. It was stupid. Those were the three great. I think those really are my three: Cricket the lawyer and Rex.
As weird as she is, I like Artemis.
I love Artemis.
Artemis is good.
Is Artemis one of yours?
Huh. Yeah, I like Artemis.
What's your top three? Give me a three.
Artemis, Cricket.
Poor Cricket.
You gotta love Cricket.
I love Cricket.
So he went from a priest
right
to homeless to drug addict to
except he got gashed in the throat by Frank. Yeah.
Then he lost one of his eyes.
I forgot about that part.
One of his eyes went bad.
He was going to give one of his eyes to the McPoyle.
McPoyles. That's what I was just thinking.
And in the newest season, Cricket now, because of the fire in the Thanksgiving Day episode, is horribly burned on one side of his face, too. Poor Rickety Cricket.
See, I'm torn between the McPoyles and then the Ponderosas.
She likes to stay comfy and current.
Shit, the waitress. I love.
She makes sweaters out of cats or for cats.
Some kind of cat shit.
I think my favorite character in the show. He's not really a character in the show, but Sinbad.
Yes,
that is my favorite.
Say hi, Rob Thomas. Shut up.
Look at it. I got one eye on you, and one eye on Rob Thomas. The part where he says Sinbad, I'm in pain. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were hurting. We've all heard before. You've heard before. All right, let me break it down for you. My name is Sinbad. Here's my mugshot. I'll sign it for you later. And you my bitch! Sinbad was just the greatest part of that show. And then the lawyer and Rex, I think. You and I have very similar tastes.
Yeah.
Just exchange.
I mean, just Ben the Soldier. There's so many. They do guest characters
Ben
so
too.
Well.
The black guy. That hangs out with the Under the Bridge crew.
Yeah.
When he's talking to Ben the Soldier, and you know,
gets
some nice
wear
ass denim too.
The time.
I had a pair just like it. I blew the crotch out of him. And the episode where they're trying to win the bar award.
Yeah.
And some of his friends. Ratio's off, Dennis. The ratio's off.
We can't be a black bar.
God, there are some people who think It's Always Sunny is a terrible show. Bob's fiance Katie hated the show. I think she tolerates it now. She loves Rick and Morty.
Oh, really?
She also loves Family Guy.
Wubba, wubba, love, dub.
Do you like Rick and Morty?
I fucking love Rick and Morty.
See, I don't want to be.
And
Nate.
Again, the whole it's weird for the sake of being weird. Don't care. It's mostly because Dan Harmon is God.
I like Dan Harmon.
What annoyed me is all I ever heard was toilet jokes.
It's a lot of that.
Oh God, it's all toilet sounds.
Pretty much. I mean, come on, give me something to work with.
See, I'm old-fashioned. I love King of the Hill.
I like King of the Hill.
That's my kind of humor.
I recommend the episode, I can't remember the name of it, and it's the sister starts to work at this thrift store, but it's run by Satan. And so everything is free, except it will, like, oh, this, I need a microscope to be able, or he tries to give Rick a microscope. And if he would have looked into it, it would have made him retarded.
So it's kind of a Needful Things type
kind
story.
Of. So, but what he did is he realized that it would have done that, so he invented this thing that removes the curse. So then he opened up a shop right next door to the devil's thrift store where he charged people who got these free items that it would just remove the negative part of it. So if he sold this athlete these sneakers, that would make him the fastest person on the court. Oh, but if you put them on, it's going to break his bones. Okay, now they're not going to break your bones, but you're still going to be the fastest person.
Which one's Rick?
Rick's the grandpa.
Okay, so he's kind of the dick.
Come on, Morty. Listen, Morty, we gotta go, Morty.
I think the only thing that bugs me about that show really is the constant belching and green slime around his mouth.
I'm telling you, the belching completely tones down after the first episode. Skip the first episode of the first season, and it's still there. It's nowhere near as bad. But he does always kind of have that drool, that speck of drool.
I do want to watch it. I want to give it a chance because I've heard nothing but good things from people that, hey, give it a chance. I only watched the last two episodes of the first season, and I didn't hate them, but I didn't like them. I thought it was also mean-spirited.
Oh, it is mean-spirited. It is not a, like, they make fun of a lot of people.
It's pretty mean, yeah.
I want more Bravest Warriors.
Lindsay loves Bravest
Warriors. Mr. Meeseeks.
What's that from?
It's from Rick and Morty. Oh. That's another really good episode.
You know what I like? I liked Adventure Time. No, I don't. That's not the one. Regular Show.
Regular Show. I still don't understand that one.
Lindsay doesn't get Regular Show.
I don't know what exactly there is to get other than it's just these two deadbeat friends that someone said it originally was supposed to be
like an acid trip or something.
They were supposed to be on meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
And
about...
they adapted it to a kid's show.
Yeah, of course. Remode.
Yeah.
Just put Catbug in all of them and I'll watch them.
Catbug should be in everything. I think, who was it I showed Catbug to and they just hated it? I think it was Zach. Fucking Zach Kurgis. I showed him Catbug. He's like, ugh, turn it off. Zach Kirkus, show the motherfucker of the week.
I haven't seen any of Steven of the Universe.
That's not what we're talking about.
I keep Bravest being,
Warriors.
Bravest Warriors, okay.
I keep being told to watch Steven Universe also.
What is this show of Gravity Falls? Do you know it?
Nope.
The reason I ask, and then we'll talk about this real quick.
Oh, I need to see where Darkwing's at.
Yeah, I was going to say. So there's this poll on Disney Infinity site where you can vote for the next Infinity figure. And they have a whole list of people, and there's a lot of good names on there. Kim Possible's on there, which I would love to see.
I would love to see a Kim one. I want to see a set with Kim and Ron.
And Rufus. And Rufus. Naked Mole Rat.
Yeah.
There's also, like, Little Mermaids on there. Hercules is on there.
They've got classics. Robin Hood, Mary Poppins, Tinkerbell, Peter Pan.
And the only two that have any amount of votes, because it's like 2%, 1% for everybody. The top two are number two with, like, last we checked, it was 47% to 50%. Number two is Darkwing Duck. And number one is fucking Mabel from Gravity Falls. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's so popular that it would be beating Darkwing fucking Duck.
I'll tell you why. Because it's a current show. And the only people voting on this
are current kids.
Are kids who are watching it and are the ones actively buying that. Versus the people like you guys who... Do you play Disney Infinity at
yes.
all? Mm-hmm. Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are going to see Darkwing Duck and be like, that was the greatest show ever.
Yes.
That needs to be a figurine.
Yes.
But they have no intention of actually like buying it or...
Oh, I'd buy it in a heartbeat, and I'll play with it every day, I promise, Mom.
Okay, it's still where it was last time I looked. Darkwing Duck's at 46%, and Mabel's at 50%.
I like to think that if there's that much demand for Darkwing Duck,
that they'll make him.
Honestly, I don't see them not making any of the ones that you named off. Like, really, you're not going to do a Little Mermaid?
Well, yeah, they've got Wall-E, Cruella de Vil.
If that one's coming out on Blu-ray, like, if any of those movies are coming out of the vault, you don't think it's going to be conveniently timed that the Disney Infinity figure is going to come with it?
Well, have you seen the new 3.0 figures? It's all Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they look pretty awesome. Like, this will be the first one I'm actually excited to get. I have most of the Marvel figures, and we have almost all of the original figures.
Yep.
But I'm excited for this. I actually want to play this one.
See, like, these, I, like... Skylanders and Amiibos and Disney Infinity and even the Lego one.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in this
that.
This is not something that is marketed towards me because I have a very limited amount of bonus cash, we'll call it. And so to be able to play as a character, I have to one buy a game and a set and then spend 15 or however many dollars they are on each individual character. Like, sure, so a lot of those figurines are cool. I've contemplated just buying the Iron Fist one.
Go to Best Buy. He's, like, on sale for, like, $4.
Don't tell me that. But, like, him and, like...
I'm telling you.
Him and, like, the Venom one looks really cool.
Yes, Venom is the reason we bought it.
We bought Venom before we bought the game.
Yeah, he's the reason.
The Guardians of the Galaxy ones, like, those look... Like, a lot of them, they look really cool. And even, like, the Amiibos. And I can't justify...
You know what my favorite Disney Infinity figure is? Surprisingly, is the Lone Ranger. He's just awesome. He's just a cowboy.
Plus, he comes with his own playset.
Yeah.
You're out in the West, you're riding a horse, shooting stuff.
Is it like Johnny Depp's Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Armie Hammer, I think, was the guy that played Lone Ranger in that movie.
I always forget that Johnny Depp
He played the Indian.
Yeah.
Which was really, really odd.
A little bit.
Last question. We're going to cap this off here in about 10 minutes. We're at an hour. Man, we've just been talking for an hour.
See? Told
it's
you.
It's been fun.
This hasn't even been a train wreck.
Free flowing Thursday.
What can we talk about that will train wreck it?
Okay, don't you have a question?
Well, I'm trying to think of a question that's offensive to black people.
Was she like better, chicken or watermelon?
She did it. Her.
I'm so very disappointed in
her. Her email address is
lindsay.wolfgang@racist.com.
KKK.com. No, I was going to ask you, since you started playing World of Warcraft.
I did.
I have to ask you, why the Horde? Why'd you go Horde?
Because that's what all my friends were playing.
If all your friends were... No, wrong.
Yeah, if all my friends jumped off a bridge, I would absolutely jump off the bridge because it would be lonely on the fucking bridge.
Have you made an Alliance character at all?
No.
Why do you want to be a bad guy?
You don't want to be a werewolf?
Because the bad guys are cooler. I might get this month's loot crate just because it's the villain sequel.
You know, what I don't like about the Horde, though, is that there are so many people that play Horde characters that just go, I'm evil. Rah, power. And I've never understood that. I always wanted to be, like, the neutral guy. My favorite game was Ultima Online because there was no good or bad. There was no heroes or villains.
It was just you.
It was just you. You were in this world. It was what you made of it. I really like the Forsaken in World of Warcraft, but they're just evil. I mean, I always think to myself...
Go back three sentences.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I like them I like their character. I like their history. I like the characters, but I don't like playing as them because they're just evil, is what I mean to say. Why are you giving me that face? Don't give me the Cosby.
Because it's a ditto face.
No, no ditto. No, they're a great storyline, but like when you haven't played Forsaken.
Well, and that's the thing is I don't – like I'm coming into World of Warcraft blind. Blind to how MMOs work. Blind to any of the Warcraft lore because I didn't play any of the just Warcrafts. Like I know nothing. So
that's how I came into it.
Basically, the only reason that I did Horde is because the guy that I was playing with was a Horde character.
Yeah.
And then Jesse said that you guys all had Horde characters. So I didn't even see a reason to start an Alliance
character. We have both.
We have higher level Alliance characters.
On each realm, I usually have 4 Alliance and 4 Horde since you can make 8 characters.
It's just, okay. It's hard for me to play the Horde because I feel like their only mission is to destroy. Like, with the Alliance, I can play a human. I can go fishing.
And I haven't seen.
It's hard to go fishing as a Forsaken. Because why the fuck would they fish?
I haven't seen any of that. Like because I'm still. Oh god.
You haven't hit any of the side stuff. Well, the fishing trainers. And
well,
all
not
that
not
stuff.
Even like. Well, I haven't hit that. But like the highest character I have right now is a level 15. So okay. I'm still in the okay. Here's all the towns in your starting area.
So we have Blood Elves close to his level right now.
It's like go here, kill that. Okay, now go over here, kill 6 of those.
That's the game, pretty much.
Well, yeah, but so. But the orc character that I have, they basically just, like, they're pretty much in defense mode right now.
Yeah, they're honorable. Orcs are very honorable characters.
So, like, I'm not seeing, like, the evil there. And my first character that I started on the trial was a blood elf. And they definitely didn't seem to be just evil. Oh. They just seem to be on that particular side of a debate, but they don't particularly
If you dive into the lore of the blood elves, they're not necessarily evil.
They're power
they
hungry.
They seem to have gotten screwed over.
They did get screwed over, but
it seemed like they did it to themselves, maybe.
Their biggest crime is, and I don't know if it's...
being addicted to magic.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if this has changed, but their addiction to magic caused them to enslave this being, which I think is tied to the Draenei some way, but they enslave it and steal power from it. Mm-hmm. And that kind of makes them evil. Like, they know what they're doing, but they can't help it because they're addicted to it.
I like the
so
Draenei.
They're kind of evil. The trolls, I don't even fucking know about them. They're just fucking...
They're Jamaicans.
They're just Jamaicans. They're just smoking pot and boiling people all day. The Tauren are very peaceful.
The first one that I got to...
My blood elf's over with the Taurens. I'm doing other quests right now.
Hmm. When I was an orc, and they're like, oh, to the troll village. And I get there, because I don't know any of the characters. I haven't seen any gameplay. Like, I don't know anything. So I get to the troll village, and the first thing I hear is,
hey,
Ma, now we need you to go kill the Quillback Silverboards. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Go to the island across the way and kill his gorilla for us.
Do I get a sword for it? Nah, mine. We get you something else. Didn't know what to mean.
You get these sandals.
Get this bumble clot.
Speaking of Jamaicans, if you haven't, this is my movie recommendation for everyone. John dies at the end.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone needs to see that movie.
He was the drug dealer, wasn't he?
The Jamaican was the, yeah. The fake Jamaican was the drug
I
dealer.
I love John Dies at the End, and I know it's from a book that you've read that you really like.
That I rave about. I still need to bring that to
yes,
you.
Yes, you do. I want to read it. I love that movie. Favorite part of that movie, Clancy Brown, by far.
Mm-hmm.
I adore him. I love everything Clancy Brown is in.
It's so good. It's so... I just need more people to see it and read it so I can talk to people about how great it is.
And help them understand it. Because parts of that movie are kind of confusing. Like, the first time I watched it, I had to watch it twice just to understand a couple things. And I think I have a pretty decent grasp on it right now.
Probably translation and then, okay, lost from the book.
Then the Paul Giamatti ending.
Then you
at first. I was like,
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The book will make you question everything.
So Christians stay far away.
Oh. Shots fired.
Do any Christians shots listen fired. To our show anymore? Other than Nate? I think we've alienated all of them. And the blacks are leaving in droves.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that a good place to end it?
No.
No?
Don't end it with the hate.
It's not hate. It's honesty. I think the only black person that listens to our show is Mimi. Do we know any other black people?
Chad.
He don't listen to the show.
I know.
I used to have so many black friends. What happened to them? I think most of them are dead or in jail. Well, I'm not saying they're in jail because they're black. It just happened to work out that way. I told you we should have ended it.
We needed
ago.
To have our train wreck.
Oh, choo-choo. Freight train. Psycho Pete.
Fucking Psycho Pete.
I hope not. He's the reason we have all the extra security. He said he was going to burn the building down.
It's always sunny. It certainly
it's
is not always
Jordan, sunny. For Jordan, It's Always Sunny is a television program. This is a joke we haven't done in a while, I feel like.
Yeah, well, because we haven't seen Jordan in a while.
Jordan, are you still alive?
He messaged me the other day and was like, you still alive? I'm like, me, motherfucker, where are you? You're back from vacation. You haven't come to see me yet. Cold shit.
I really want ice cream.
Fonzie comes to see me every day.
Hey, Shannon.
No.
You want to see the future of music?
You know what Fonzie told me today? I think I told you this. That he thinks Luigi's Mansion is a survival horror game. That's right, Internet Land.
Well,
and the greatest survival horror game of all time is Evil Within.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
I'm not a huge fan of the genre, so I can't really... And I haven't played that.
I'm pretty fucking sure it's not Evil Within, though. And I'm pretty sure Luigi's Mansion is not survival horror.
No, but it has ghosts in it.
It does. The hell was that?
People outside screaming on the street.
God. And you know what kind of people they are. What the hell was
that? That was a gunshot. Or someone hit the window. They probably hit the window with their basketball.
Oh, now I feel like going out there and yelling at them. All right, I'm going to wrap this show up. I'm going to go out and yell at some kids for being annoying. This is...
Where are their parents?
Why are there small children walking around downtown Cape at 11 o'clock at night? You know how many people get murdered in Cape these days?
How many people have been shot in the parking lot behind this building?
It's baffling. If you know where these kids' parents are, please dial 911. What was the joke John made on the wrestling show when he said there were a couple ERs walking behind us? Think about it, Asa.
No, I get it. I would like to return it. I don't want it.
And that wraps up another Train Wreck Thursday. Thank you guys.
We did so good.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. For those of you that are still listening,
see us for Pokemon next week.
See us for Pokemon next week. Marvelous Jesse and Chris tomorrow night. Pro Wrestling Unscripted on Saturday. Sunday Random Sunday on Sunday. Yeah, Jesse.
Did he not post it on time again?
No, he didn't get to record it yet.
Okay.
They had complications.
I was going to say, I thought Wednesday was that.
They're going to answer my question, which is a very vital question.
Does it involve Jubilee?
No, I'm done with Jubilee. It's about something important, I'm sure.
I think they were going to answer
mine. Oh, it's about Ninja Turtles.
They were going to answer mine.
I like turtles.
Well, he liked it. I don't know if he's going to answer it. About why Diamond is the worst company in the world.
I look forward to that.
What's Diamond?
We'll explain it to you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll save it for Jesse and Chris.
We'll save it for Jesse and Chris. You guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend. And don't kill any lions. Good night.
And have a good day.
And have a good day. Tuck on.